Welcome to our discussion of shofar as a connection. The shofar as a connection. If we look at the notion of shofar and what it's all about, we find the basic contradiction. On the one hand, the shofar is a voice and a call to the human being. As the Rambam says, "Uri yisheni mishinatchem, wake up, O sleepy one. On the other hand, the shofar is our call to God. God, hearken our cry. Which one is it? How can the shofar be both a call to God and from God? How does it work? But first, let's note that in all three themes of Rosh Hashanah, all three themes of the Musaf service, the main service on Rosh Hashanah, in each of the three themes, there is a contradiction. There is a dialectic as to whether the shofar is our call to God or God's call to us. The first theme of the Rosh Hashanah is Malchiot, the concept of God being king over the universe. This too comes in two forms. On the one hand, it's our crowning God as the king of the universe. Meloch al kol olam kulo bechvodo. We ask God to come down and make himself king of the universe. We help make him the king on that day. We declare him king on that night of Rosh Hashanah. God is the king coming from above and becoming the king over us. We ask him, God, Meloch, become the king over us. But then there's our work that we have to do. The shofar calls on us to lekabel ol malchut shamayim, to accept the yoke of heaven on ourselves. The verse of Shema Yisrael, that is one of the verses of Malchiyot. And the notion of Shema is to accept the yoke of heaven on ourselves. Which one is it? Is God to come down and impose his kingship on us? Or are we to accept the kingship from above? When I hear the shofar, is it a call of God asking me to make him king over me? Or is it my own call declaring God as king? Which one is it? Zichronot, the second theme of Rosh Hashanah, the second theme of Musaf, the second theme of the Shofar, also comes in this dialectic form. On the one hand, we say, Zochreinu lechayim, let you, God, remember us. That's the idea of Yom HaZikaron. The day of remembrance is for God to remember us. Zocher HaBrit, he recalls the covenant with God. Tazocher Masei Olam, you God, recall everything. It's a day for God to remember us. But on the other hand, we say, happy is the man who doesn't forget God. That zichronot are also about us remembering God. The Yom HaZikaron, the day of remembrance, is also about us remembering God. The shofar, then, is about God remembering us. And it's about us remembering God. And then the third theme of Rosh Hashanah, the shofarot, the theme known as the shofar itself, but it has specific content in our prayers. Tika b'shofar gadol l'chayotenu. We ask God to blow the sound of shofar. That's God's shofar. The shofar that will gather all the exiles together. And ata shomea kol shofar, mazin shua. On the other hand, we say that God hears our shofar. We want to hear God's shofar, and he hears our shofar. It reminds us of the shofar at Sinai, which God himself blew, which God himself caused to be heard. And yet it reminds us also of our shofar that we are to blow as well. Which one is it? Is it God's call to us, or is it our call to God? Turning our attention away from the prayers themselves, there's another theme mentioned in the Talmud. The notion of tears, that it's a day of tears. But these tears also are multi-directional. On the one hand, it's the tears of the angels from above who cried into the eyes of Isaac and blinded him forever. On the other hand, it's the tears of Abraham below. Abraham here on earth, a human being's tears, crying into the eyes of Yitzchak. Is it the human tears or the heavenly tears? Which one is it? The answer is that Rosh Hashanah and the shofar itself is about connection. It is about God calling to us, and it is about us calling to God. And in that nexus, that connection between our calling up and God's calling below, that's where Rosh Hashanah happens. That's where the connection happens. And in many ways, the prayers of Rosh Hashanah and the shofar of Rosh Hashanah are like that ladder of Yaakov. And the angels go up and down. They go up delivering the prayers, and they come down delivering the salvation from God. As Ibn Ezra says there, from quotes another authority, the prayers go up and the redemption comes down. And that's the connection between us and God. If Rosh Hashanah is that first step toward our tshuva, our repentance, what is that first step? The first step is we need to be connected. And the connection comes from our simultaneously calling up as God is calling down to us. That's the tshuva. Every Shabbos, Monday and Thursday, we go to the prayers. And there in our prayers, we have both the prayers where we pray to God, and then we read the Torah where God calls to us. That too is that multi-directional combination. Many rituals, the lulav, the sacrifices, blessings that we make, ask God to come down to us, and we go up to God as well. They're symbols of going up and down, that connection between us and God. It is a dialectic connection, a multi-directional connection, and that's where we meet God on Rosh Hashanah. Sfas Emes says that that sound of Rosh Hashanah is a sound we hear, it echoes in our ears every day of the year. That connectedness we find in Rosh Hashanah is something we hope will continue and stay with us for the rest of the year. So this year, as we meditate on the shofar, we should meditate on the prayers and our tears and our deepest feelings going up. And we should meditate on the sounds of God crowning Himself over us, calling on us, that we should remember Him, the sounds of God bringing the salvation, bringing the Torah to us as well. In Kabbalah, we have the notion of the Itra'uta de la Tata and the Itra'uta de la Ela. There is a stirring from below and a stirring from above. We need to stir ourselves up and arouse ourselves to really want to pray and repent and get connected with God. And hopefully that will stimulate God Himself to stir Himself up from above and help stir us down from below. We hope that this year will be a year of Tehei Shanat. It should be a year of Ezra, of salvation from God, coming down from God. And Tehei Shanat, it should be a year of Anenu, this year 5770, Tafshin Ayin, Tehei Shanat, Anenu Bion Karenu, a year when God answers us when we call Him. What is a shofar? Shofar is a vehicle of connection. Just picture a direct line between us and God, and the line is open on both ends. We're calling out to God. At the same time, God is calling out to us. And that simultaneity, and in that dialectic, and in that connection, and that multi-directional voice, that hopefully is where we engage with God this year as we hear the shofar. I want to wish everyone a Shana Tova Umtuka, Tiva V'Chatima Tova. Thank you for joining us today here at the Anshei Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation in Memphis, Tennessee. Welcome to email me at any time you'd like at RabbiJMF, that's Rabbi Joel M. Finkelstein, @gmail.com. I want to thank Jason Lefkowitz for making today's production possible. Thank you.